Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
And welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show. Here on, well, Christmas week is when we're going to be hearing this show. And so it's just going to be me today. It's just going to be my voice. I'm going to talk about, well, goodness, this very unique year. I mean, I don't know about you. I think that most people are very, very happy that we get to turn a calendar very quickly. It has been a very unique, a very interesting, and for many people, very discouraging and very difficult. You know, some people have not been as influenced or as affected by COVID and by this year as others have been. Now, in my industry as an estate planner, I deal with primarily individuals who are in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. That's really when most people come to the table to start doing estate planning. And so I kind of have a unique viewpoint, and as many do who work specifically with elderly clients, whether that's at a home, a facility. And there have been many people who have been dramatically influenced with this past year. But, you know, I want to be able to take a couple minutes and reflect upon really that if you are in a situation where it has been difficult, I am hoping that today's discussion, today's message will bring you some stability, some hope, some joy, because as believers, as individuals who follow after the heartbeat of Jesus Christ, we have a hope that is beyond what anyone else can have. It is my hope for you that you have received and tapped in and connected with the beauty of our Lord and Savior, who is peaceful, who is kind, who is gentle, who is merciful. But many of us will experience, maybe you already did at Thanksgiving, and maybe you are already anticipating that this Christmas is going to be very different. And so really what I want to bring to the table today is a brief discussion and hopefully an encouragement to you about finding the comfort of our Lord and Savior. And there's many people who need comfort. There's many people who need a refreshment of that peace of God, that comfort for that only He can give. The Word says that His peace, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. And that is what I'm hoping that we can take a moment, we can reflect upon it, and we can find and reconnect with that peace. So if you're in a situation this holiday season where you're not going to be able to get together with family members, where we're going to be separated, where we're going to be doing a Zoom thing, or we're going to be connecting by video in some way, instead of having traditions, and you know what, there's many people who love their traditions of Christmas, and I get it, but this is going to be different. And I want you to know, and I want you to hear that you know, the Sermon on the Mount was one of the very first things that Jesus did in His ministry. So it's kind of the foundation of everything that He has given to us. And I want to remind us today that in the Sermon on the Mount, which is found then in Matthew chapter 5, it starts with Jesus saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And then the very second thing He says is, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." You know, that word mourn actually means to grieve. It means whether it's the physical act of mourning or whether it's the emotional act of grieving. Excuse me, I said mourning twice, but I meant to grieve. That grieving process is a natural response to us being separated from those that we love. It's a natural response from those, for us when we are not able to hold up things that are valuable to us. So it's not just when someone dies. It's not just when someone is ill. we go through different seasons in our life of having mourning or grieving for different purposes. It comes in and out of life. And really what I think it is talking about is that there are just times when we feel lonely and when we miss people. And you might be in that specific situation this year. I know that that my life and my own parents, I'm unable to get together with them. And my family has had multiple conversations and texts back and forth of what are we going to do this year? And no one is happy with the result. Absolutely nobody. And so what we need to do then is we need to start turning our attention towards the one who is our emotional absolute stability, which is Jesus Christ himself. Because he said that when we mourn, when we have that grieving, when we have that sense of emotional loss for whatever purpose, that we shall be comforted. And that comfort means to be called near. It's an invitation. It's a desire of God for you to come to him. So I think that's an interesting viewpoint on that word, which is that it's not that it'll be taken away. It's not that God will say, you know what, if you're grieving, I'm just going to reach down and I'm going to pull that out of you and you will immediately feel joy. And you won't have that grieving process. You won't feel that mourning any longer. You won't feel that emotional turmoil that you're going through. Rather, he is saying, come and stand next to me so that I can be your source. And so it's a call. It's God's desire to say, come and be next to me. I think that's very, very powerful because it's our step towards our Savior. It's our step towards his loving kindness and his mercy that then we can find that comfort where we can then connect to him and find what we are missing and what we need so desperately. So they shall be comforted. Though that word comforted means to call and to be beside. So you are being called to come stand beside Jesus Christ himself. And his voice is calling you specifically. And so the first thing that we can do in this time when we might be disconnected and having feelings of more loneliness is that we can reach out and respond to the gentle calling of Jesus himself. So come and stand next to me. You know, the next section that we find some of this language is in Matthew 11. And in Matthew 11, 28 and 29 and 30, Jesus again, and listen to this, this is really saying very similar language, but he starts out that says, come to me. So there's the call again. It aligns right back to they shall be comforted, which is Jesus himself says, come to me, all of you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and I am lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Is that not what we need? As a matter of fact, is that not what the world is crying out for, is to find rest for their souls? And he wraps it up in verse 30 and says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So again, Jesus is calling us. He is asking us, take a step towards me. And for all of you who are laboring, in other words, if you have found fatigue, if you're in emotional fatigue, or if you're in physical fatigue, if you have been working and there has been something stolen from you, that's actually the root word of that, which is to steal, which is to take away everything and just zap you of your energy and your life. That is the word labor. And so if you are in that place, whether it's emotional or whether it's physical, whether it's mental. And for those of you who are heavy laden, for those of you who are overburdened, who have taken these things onto your own shoulders, for those of you who are carrying your own weight, then Jesus says, come to me and I will give you rest. I will give you a refreshment. And isn't that the beauty? Isn't that the phenomenal attribute of the new covenant versus the old covenant? In the old covenant, the Holy Spirit would fall upon someone and work upon them and empower them for an anointing to do a work for God. But in the new covenant, it is a completely different shift. It is that Christ in us. It is Christ in us. And that is a phenomenal feature that the Holy Spirit himself, when we have given our lives to Jesus Christ, he says, I will come into you and I will make you my home now. And so how does he give you rest? Well, we turn our attention, we turn our eyes, we take a step towards him and we trust the Holy Spirit to empower us from the inside to strengthen us like only he can do. Not that God is acting from heaven outward towards you, because he is already living within you and he is already empowered within you to rise up and to give you strength and to give you hope and to give you that joy. It is something that he does on the inside of us. It is a phenomenal, phenomenal attribute. What a merciful God that he would choose to now bind himself with us and find his residency within us. That is amazing. That is the new covenant that he has given us through the blood of Jesus Christ that we get to partake in. And so if you are feeling weak, if you are feeling overworked, if you are feeling overburdened and you are carrying this weight on yourself, then the very first thing Jesus says in this scripture is, come to me. Turn your heart, turn your attention towards me so that I can be empowered in you. That is your step of faith. Your step of faith is to turn your eyes and your heart and your mind towards him so that he can respond towards that moment of faith. And then he says, take my yoke upon you. So what does that mean? Well, he tells us right next, which is to learn of me. And so my encouragement is, find a couple scriptures that you can lean upon that will speak to you of whatever you need, whether it's emotional healing, whether it's physical healing, whether it's peace of mind, whether it's that comfort, whether it's that companionship. There are scriptures that you can find that speak to your very issue today. Whether it's financial assistance, because God is our provider and our supplier, and he does not want you to carry that burden alone. He wants to give you hope for your future. And so turn to his word and learn of me. And by learning of me, you are going to find his character. And then he says, take my yoke, for it is easy. And what that means then is, take my yoke because it is better and it is more useful. And do you know that that word is actually built off of the Greek word, which is the word for grace? So this word easy actually relates back to grace. Take my yoke because it is grace, because I've already paid the price for you and I can carry that for you. I have done the work. So come and take what I have given, which is mercy and grace, so that you can find your peace. And my burden is light. And so as we head into just a moment of break, come unto me is what Jesus said. For those who are burdened and heavy laden, seek after me, find me in your word, and I will give you the grace to ease your soul. So here is just a quick break. Head over to my website for more information about who I am and what I do. On this Christmas message here, we want to talk about receiving the comfort from the Holy Spirit, receiving the comfort that has been paid for. So here's a brief moment that we are going to take a break on the Legacy and Faith Show today. Hi, this is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." God's people need to be fully prepared in managing their finances and ensuring that their wealth is properly transferred. It is our passion to bring this knowledge to the body of Christ. If your church would benefit from having a financial and estate session that is biblically based, then I encourage you to reach out to us so that we can help design and implement a specific and strategic session for your church. Or if you are interested in estate planning services, then I likewise encourage you to reach out to us. You can go to legacyandfaith.com and receive all the information you need. Again, go to legacyandfaith.com.
Many families realize that with the passing of each generation, their family legacy is disappearing and they're feeling regret. To alleviate this heartache, Memories Worth Telling writes their family story and creates a beautiful heirloom book to preserve their unique history. Go to memorieswordtelling.com to schedule your initial consultation and learn how they can capture your legacy. Once again, that's memorieswordtelling.com.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant, and continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
And welcome back to the Legacy and Faith Show on this holiday Christmas edition. We're talking out of the Word of God. And I wanted to give a word today about what it means to receive the comfort from God, because many of us are going to be separated from family and friends, and it's just a weird year. And so I thought it was good and useful, and I really hope that this is a message that will touch someone's heart out there, that we can receive the comfort from our Lord and Savior, because He's already paid the price. And in Hebrews 11:6, it says, "But without faith it is impossible to please God, for He that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him." And the reason I bring that scripture in is because it really falls back again to the last scripture I read in Matthew 11, which is Jesus says, "Come to Me." And if we don't believe that He is comfort, that He is the representation of comfort, then our faith cannot be engaged to receive from Him. And so the first step of any walk of faith is that we need to be strengthened in the Word of God. And I think that's why Jesus in this scripture says, "Take My yoke and learn of Me." In other words, come and find out who I am, that I actually am comfort. It's not that I give comfort. It's that that's who I am. That is the essence of my being, is comfort. And so therefore, if you come to Me and stand next to Me and you find Me in Scripture, then your faith will be turned, and now I can actually work in you to give you the promise that I have, which is to never leave you and to never forsake you. And so therefore, I will work My strength in you and take you to a place that you are seeking. You will find that place of rest for your soul that you are hoping for. And that's a beautiful thing for us to find. Now, in 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, verses 3 and 4, Paul starts this letter to the Corinthians by saying, "Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort." He is the God of all comfort. And so when we need for Him to be a part and to demonstrate that part of His character for us, then we need to turn our face to Him. So it goes on in verse 4, who says, "Who comforts us in all of our tribulations." And so in all of our infirmities, in all of our anguish and our burdens and our troubles, do you have some troubles right now that you're going through? Do you have some anguish and burdens that you are carrying? Well, God is the one who comforts all of us, that we may be able to comfort those who are in trouble by the comfort that we ourselves have received from God. And so isn't that interesting, that when we receive the comfort, when we have received what we are seeking after God for, which is our comfort. Isn't it amazing that that strengthen us so that then we have our testimony ready to be able to give that to someone else? That is the beauty of the gospel. It's not just for us to keep, it's for us to give. And so as you look for, at those around you, are they struggling? Are people around you struggling? If the answer is yes, then make sure that you are strengthened in this area yourself so that you can be the source of God's goodness and of God's comfort. You know, Psalms 23 is a very well-known and common scripture for us. For the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. So God is your provider. He leads you in green pastures. He leads you besides the place where you can safely lean down and take a drink of Him. He restores my soul. That sounded like a scripture that we just read. And He leads me in paths of righteousness for my for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. So why am I comforted? Because You are with me, and Your rod and Your staff, so Your correction and Your gentle touch and Your guidance, they comfort me. They comfort me. So You'll prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Do you know that the enemy cannot do anything about it? He is helpless when God sets the table that you can come and taste and see how good He is. And the enemy can do nothing about it. You anoint my head with oil. There it is again, that He anoints you so that you can be filled with His comfort, so that you can then turn around and spread His comfort. And my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, it's the very end that says, when I die, I'm secure. But everything else is about when we are living in this psalm. You have a purpose to spread comfort to your family, to those around you. And if you need comfort, then I encourage you, take a step towards Him, for He is calling you to come and stand next to Him. Jesus has said, come to me if you are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It is a promise of Him. And how do you do it? You go and you find the scriptures that you need so that you can be built up in faith, so that you will turn your face towards Him and you will prepare your heart to say, this is who God is. And I trust that He is merciful. I trust that He is a God of His word, for He is not a man that He can lie. And He is going to come and do His part and encourage me. And I will find rest. I will be comforted because it is how God works, and then by that comfort, I can then turn around and I can be the comfort for a dying world. You know, that I think is almost the gospel in a nutshell, is that we find rest for our souls because we know His loving kindness, because we know His goodness, and that by that, we can then be empowered to go out and share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ with other people. Come unto Him. Give your life to Jesus Christ. Simply turn your face and ask Him to come and be your Lord and Savior. And if you've done that, I hope that this brief message, that you will be able to find the comfort for your soul this Christmas season.
I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul and guides my path in righteousness. Shall follow.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.